Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Well, where do we go from here? That is the question for you Clemson fans out there in the upstate of South Carolina today on this Monday, the 15th day of September. So good to be with you. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. Where do you go from here? That's the question that we ask you Clemson fans to start the show today after what happened over the weekend. Georgia Tech, a 55-yard field goal as time expires to stun the 12th-ranked, then 12th-ranked Clemson Tigers, 24-21. I want to hear from you Clemson fans right now, 844-326-3663. You can also drop a comment on the stream, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. I know you Clemson fans are probably upset, so you might be in hiding a little bit, but no. Let's come out of your shell today. Let's have some hard, honest conversations. We want to hear from you. Diesel, do you think the Clemson Tiger faithful out there that are listening will answer the call in this very first segment?
I think they're going to stick their heads in the sand and hope that things get better because Dabo told them that they're just one or two plays away from being 3-0, and there's some solace in believing that. I mean, you're still 1-2, and you fell outside the top 25. But, man, you're so close. Doesn't it feel like you're still a really good football team? This team sucks. This team sucks. The defense, pretty good. Pretty good. Through three games, Tom Allen's defense, pretty good. I know they gave up a lot of points to Haynes King, but Haynes is a 12th-year senior. He ought to be able to pick a defense apart by this point.
Yeah, I thought it was year 13. I didn't realize it was
It's only 12.
Only 12. So a lot of comments already popping in on the stream. Again, you can watch the show live on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. We'll get to those comments. Good stuff coming in from T-Swizzle, a funny one already from Madcraft, JB in the stream as well, 54 of you Tolos, which stands for Turn On, Leave On, already watching the show, and the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line is cranking up as well. Let's get it going. Let's start off strong on this Overreaction Monday, 844-326-3663. If you need, Clemson fans, if you need a vent, if you need to let it all out, Tyler from Spartanburg, you can do so. Again, 844-326-3663. Diesel, a loaded show coming up today. Unprecedented weekend. We'll get to that in the very next segment. Not a great weekend for the state. We have Daily Wires coming up. how we did or did not do in the upset pick challenge at 4 o'clock. Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com, 422. Coaches already fired. We'll get to that at 445. Overreaction Monday. Ian Unsworth of the Spartanburgers joining us at 522. An audio blitz, a loaded overreaction Monday. Good to see Stephen Webb in the chat as well already. But that's the question. You said they suck. Where do they, Diesel, I'll give you the floor first. Where do Clemson fans, where does the program now go from here?
I mean, it's hard to not say at some point, should you think about maybe trying Christopher Vezina at quarterback? I know that that's cliche. And I know that the most popular guy on campus when you're not winning is the backup quarterback. Everybody's heard that for years. But Cade's awful. Cade is terrible, especially when he's getting rushed. I mean, God, we're gonna talk about it a little bit later on with Grayson Mann, and I'm going to ask him a very pointed question. Like, did Georgia Tech not just give everyone in the ACC a blueprint for how to beat Clemson? Rush, 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 attack, attack, because Cade Klubnik went 3 of 9 with an interception when he was rushed in that game on Saturday.
So many comments already coming in. Diesel, we'll get to those. I'm with you. I agree. I think it's time to at least start maybe having that conversation. Here's where I would go
first. Split
the
reps in practice. See what happens.
Maybe. Let's start today. Let's see what we got, right? So here's where I go first. I have obviously a ton of thoughts on what happened over the weekend. But here's where I go first, right off the bat today. I said for years, Diesel, that the likes of Deshaun Watson – and Trevor Lawrence, the best attributes about those two quarterbacks, guess what, weren't seen on the stat sheet. What do I mean by that? I said for years and years, Diesel, that the Deshaun Watsons, the Trevor Lawrences, the elite quarterbacks of the world were really good, really, really good at hiding deficiencies within a program, right? They're so elite, they can hide deficiencies. And they did. Deshaun did it. Trevor Lawrence did it. Was Clemson perfect during those runs of quarterbacks? No. But when you have an elite quarterback, those elite quarterbacks can hide a lot of deficiencies. Here's where I go first. Cade Klubnik can't hide a single deficiency. And that's your number one problem. He's not an elite quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. And Diesel, it seems as if we're now having the conversation that in order for Cade to be great, everything else around Cade has to be great. And this Clemson offense, they're not great.
Yeah, he needs to be bailed out by an elite offensive line. He has one on paper, but they're not playing like it. He needs to be bailed out by elite wide receivers. He has some, but half of them are hurt. He needs to be bailed out by an elite running back. Clemson doesn't even have one of those.
No.
I mean, there's glaring problems on this offensive side of the ball for these Tigers. I mean, the defense needs to be playing so lights out that nobody scores more than a touchdown on them. That's the only way they're going to win games.
I just spilled my water. I took a sip and spilled water as soon as you said that. They can't allow more than a touchdown. Is that where we are?
I mean, isn't that kind of outside of the fourth quarter? Isn't that kind of how teams beat the Carolina Panthers? Hold them to a touchdown and you can win the game. It's really not that hard.
That was funny. That was God. Yeah, can't score more than a touchdown for Clemson to win in 2025. That's where we are, I guess, as a program. So Clemson fans want to hear from you. That's where I go first. Diesel, I'm with you. I think you're right in the aspect of what's around them. What's around them's not the best right now. And T-Swizzle, we'll get to your comments on the stream as well. We know you're a big Clemson fan. Want to see what or how you react on the stream. The comments are pouring in on the stream right now. And I mean pouring in. 69 Tolos now watching on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. So here's where we are, Diesel, thus far in 2025. Cade Klubnik is 52 of 88. A completion percentage of 59.1, which, by the way, is his lowest in his career at Clemson, okay? 633 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and he's been sacked 3 times. He has a quarterback rating of 123.9. Those numbers aren't great. Now, I'm going to throw one more at you, and I want to see how you react to this, as well as the Clemson fans out there. Diesel, Clemson starting quarterbacks versus Power 5 opposition, okay? You ready for this? This one, I think you'll like this one. Clemson starting quarterbacks against P5 opposition. And I'm going to throw this graphic up on the stream as well in just a second. Trevor Lawrence was 31-2. Deshaun Watson was 28-3. Kelly Bryant was 12-2. A winning percentage of .857. So Lawrence had .939. Deshaun Watson had a winning percentage of .903. Kelly Bryant, .857. Taj Boyd, .788. DJ Uiagalelei, .750. Cade Klubnik, 15-11.
Oof.
At .577.
Oof.
That is
DJU was a better quarterback than Cade Klubnik, winning percentage-wise.
And for those watching on the stream, I know I just ran through those numbers really quick. They're now on the screen. You can now see them on the stream. That way the numbers can hit home for you a little more. You know, we were a couple of weeks ago, Diesel, after they lost to LSU, we were really bullish on Cade versus the SEC. But I think what we're seeing now is those are starting to become more the norm, right? Not just against SEC teams, but more of the norm against P5 opposition. That's not good.
Yeah, and I mean, you probably have spent a little more time around this program than I have studying the depth chart, because I know you go to more spring games than I do. And I certainly want to ask Grayson Mann this question coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Can Christopher Vezina be a dog?
Mm.
Can he be something more akin to Deshaun, to Kelly, to Taj? Because that's an upgrade from Cade. You know, we were having the same conversation 2 years ago about Will Shipley as a running back.
Sure.
And we were saying, man, Clemson doesn't have a running back. Yeah, Phil Maffa's good. He's not getting the majority of the snaps, but they keep cramming the ball down defensive throats with Will Shipley. And Clemson fans called in and said, man, Diesel, you're crazy. You're crazy. You're not showing Will Shipley any respect. I said, do you really think that 10 years from now, as you're tailgating outside of a Clemson game, y'all are going to be recalling the greatness of Will Shipley? No. His name's not going to be mentioned. I know Will's looking pretty good in the NFL, honestly, a lot better than he did at Clemson. But he was one of those guys, do you really think 10 years from now you're going to be talking about him? No, because Clemson has had some really great running backs in the past. And Cade Klubnik is very quickly becoming the same guy. He's becoming Woody Dantzler, a guy that was decent, but in the future you're not going to talk about him anymore.
You know what's interesting? Watching that game on Saturday, it just like, I've already had several Clemson fans, and again, we're going to get to the comments because there's a lot of good comments and text messages in just a second. But I had so many Clemson fans over the past couple of days reach out to me, Diesel, and so many friends of mine that have said, like the 24-21 loss to Georgia Tech, while it was devastating, they weren't surprised. You don't see what you saw against LSU. You don't see what you saw against Troy, and then all of a sudden become surprised that you can't beat Georgia Tech. Do you give Georgia Tech credit? Sure you do. But at the same time, you've seen for 2 weeks now that this team isn't anywhere where it needs to be. The offensive line was once again bad. I didn't think the running back was horrible Saturday. Adam Randall, didn't think he was great, didn't think he was horrible. I don't know if that's Clemson's biggest issue right now. The defense at times was, again, out of position, just like they were against Troy when Dabo Swinney talked about it last Tuesday, Diesel. But ultimately, it comes down to two people. It comes down to Garrett Riley and Cade Klubnik. I mean, those two together, like, we're just not seeing progression. We're not seeing them get better. We're not seeing these guys all of a sudden. Third season, right? Klubnik was 15 of 26, 207 yards, one touchdown, one interception, and a QBR of 56.2. Again, Adam Randall was pretty good. One touchdown, 80 yards off of 15 carries. But Bryant Wesco was the only thing that Clemson actually could look at offensively and be happy about. That was it. I mean, I know you're down a couple of guys. Khalil Barnes on defense, obviously that matters. But Bryant Wesco Jr., you still got him. You still got T.J. Moore. You still got Tyler Brown. This offense just, Diesel, from my perspective, they don't look like they're getting better week by week. And I think that's a huge problem.
Yeah, it all goes back to Dabo being fiercely loyal to somebody that he's put his arm around, literally and figuratively, and said, you're my guy. It's kind of not dissimilar from Jerry Jones, where he put his arm around Tony Romo, even as his career started to slide. And he put his arm around Dak in years where Dak Prescott wasn't phenomenal. Right? Dabo has put his arm around Cade Klubnik and said, Cade is my guy. For better or worse, Cade is my guy. And I am not going to replace him for anyone. And I would assume that Christopher Vezina is clearly not as good as Cade Klubnik is. And God, how scary is that when Christopher Vezina is your heir apparent next year? Maybe Trent Pierman jumps him as he's going to be a redshirt senior next year. But that's terrifying, right? If it's not that Dabo is so arrogant that he said, this is my guy and I'm sticking to him no matter what. If it's that you really don't have a better option behind him.
And, you know, my biggest thing, Diesel, is I've seen a lot this morning already about Clemson not having Antonio Williams on Saturday. And does that matter? Of course it does. Antonio Williams is really, really good. But I've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter about, like, Cade Klubnik with Antonio Williams versus Cade Klubnik without Antonio Williams. And the numbers are staggering. Like, you're talking 47 touchdowns to 12 touchdowns with him and then without him. Now, the reality is Antonio Williams a difference maker? Sure. Is he a big piece of this Clemson offense? Sure. But what does it tell you about your quarterback if he's so reliant on one guy in Antonio Williams that when he doesn't have Antonio Williams to throw to, you're talking about a 12-touchdown, 8-interception kind of quarterback with Cade Klubnik? It scares me if I'm a Clemson fan. But again, it doesn't scare me any more than I already know, because reality at this point is reality. And I said this on Twitter this weekend, Diesel. So much hype before the season started, so much preseason hype. We talked to every single person that could be talked to at ACC kickoff. Me and you did. Will Vandervoort, Grayson Mann, who we'll have on the show in about an hour from now. There was so much hype. The receiving core, the defense, the offensive line. Cade, third year with Garrett. They have fallen on their face. And it goes back to what I said on Twitter this weekend. And it goes back to what I said on this show several times. You and I have talked about it many times, Diesel. Clemson fans in the upstate, I don't care if there's one listening today or 1,000, you have a choice who to listen to. I get that you want to be so engaged and so hyped up and filled with sunshine every single day and told how great this team is, but at the end of the day, you as a Clemson fan, and I think a lot of Clemson fans are waking up, I've seen on Twitter this weekend, you've got to quit buying into hype from other Clemson fans who may be also media members. I don't mean that disrespectfully. I don't. But when you have a large contingent of Clemson media who are also Clemson fans, you have to understand and realize that they're the same person as you. They're just given a platform and a microphone. You've got to understand who you're listening to every preseason. And now, on the 15th day of September, realize that this team, to your point, just isn't real good.
You know, there are certainly those media members that will take it too far and that will nitpick over things, even when you're winning football games. We'll play the audio a little bit later on in the show of that reporter that went after Brian Kelly for what's going on third downs. And Brian came back at him really hard. But it feels to me, and that's going too far. Like, you won the game. Appreciate the fact that you won the game. Or if you want to ask that kind of question, do it on the Tuesday, Wednesday press conference. Sure. Don't do it immediately after an emotional, hard-fought game. But it feels like Clemson's reporters, they'll just ask Dabo a question and just sit there with their heads in with their chins in their hands, like, oh my God, Dabo, stars and hearts in their eyes. Tell me how great this unit is going to be. Tell me everything about how we're going to win 35 games this year, and Cade's going to get the Heisman, and everybody's going to stack up all these awards. Just tell me how great we're going to be. No, you got to be willing to ask the difficult and the hard questions as to why things aren't going right.
Yeah.
And then when Dabo says, oh, well, we're just two or three plays away from being 3-0, you say, Dabo, no offense, But that answer is bunk. It doesn't mean anything. You're 1-2. You're getting beat by teams that you used to beat by 40. You shouldn't be losing to those teams by 3 in late second field goals. You used to beat that team by 30.
Before we run to a break, Diesel, you get the text line. I'll get the stream. A lot of comments will start on the stream where T-Swizzle, before the show even started today, I mean, he was already on it. T-Swizzle says, Dabo's a joke. No one cares about how many 10-win seasons we have and how many people graduated. This is now, and he won't even acknowledge the problem. SMH, ain't all sunshine and rainbows, Dabo. Again, this is from a Clemson fan. He says this one falls on coaching. Absolutely no player development. Just because they played for Dabo doesn't mean they know how to develop 4 and 5 stars. That's from T-Swizzle on the YouTube stream. Madcraft says, where do you go now? Wherever Cade isn't. Pretty funny. JB says, looks like Carolina-Clemson game in November will be for a bowl bid. Steven Webb says, I'm here as a Clemson fan, and I'm still waiting on Cade to look off of a receiver after year two. Dewey says, it's the beginning of the end for Dabo. JB says, Clemson might as well try the backup quarterback. Let's see, going down the stream, Zach on YouTube says, is it time to bench Cade and give CV a shot? T-Swizzle says, might as well put Vazina in, get him some reps, and do something before next year. Buckeye Mike says it just seems like the Ohio State Buckeyes have broken Clemson after the COVID year. Let me make sure I hadn't missed any as we before we get to the text line. T-Swizzle says Klubnik never even looks towards Moore's way, talking about TJ Moore. Could be 1-3. How can a coach say that? Dewey says the reporters are scared of Dabo. So a lot of interaction that I didn't even get to on the stream as well. What about the text line, Diesel? I know they're pouring in there.
Yeah, texter says, can guarantee you that won't be the way Clemson fans react. A lot of us are fed up with Dabo's BS every week. Another texter says, keep sucking, Clemson. Let's go, Noles. Texter says, hey, fun fact for you. The last time both Clemson and South Carolina football teams lost in the same weekend was November 14th, 2020. On that date, Clemson lost to Notre Dame and South Carolina lost to Texas A&M. Texter says Clemson's biggest issue is the head ball coach not acting like he did when he was first named full-time coach, hungry and driven. Dabo has hired too many yes men, and that has caused the Tigers to fade away from relevancy. That comes from RJ. I mean, it felt like Dabo started to address that, but it was a half measure, right? He didn't go as far as he could have, and you know, but it's also not very often that you completely clean house and start fresh with an entirely new staff when you're an entrenched head coach. Texter says, the story goes that once upon a time, Chad Morris told Dabo to get out of the meetings involving the offense and let him, Chad Morris, handle things. Something like that needs to happen again. That comes from RJ. Texter asks, where is Tyler from Spartanburg? Texter says, Williams Bryce has stunk that bad from a Doty since the toilets were broken during the Kentucky games. Oh, he conflated Doty and duty. Let's see. Another texter says Clemson has to use the transfer portal now. It's an astute question or astute statement there. I mean, at the very least, why are you not recruiting some running back that's exiting an SEC program? Come on. You can't tell me that you can't land a running back recruit out of the SEC?
You know, Diesel, I'll say this before we run off the break. There's been a ton of frustration that I've seen this weekend on Clemson Twitter. And I mean a ton of Clemson fans who are not normally the ones to be as outspoken as they are. People are going as far as to say they want a quarterback change, they want a coaching change. Obviously, Garrett Riley is under a lot of pressure. And for those three comments, I believe that Garrett Riley should be under a lot of pressure, Diesel.
And the problem is, Cole, if Clemson gets a win this weekend, Tiger fans will put their heads right back in that sand and say, everything's okay. See, the ship is righted. Everything's good. No, you need to maintain that level of criticism until you get back to the way you want to win.
I'm with you. It's bad, man. It's really, really bad. And I'm not going to go as far to say, obviously, that Dabo's job status is in question. I'm not going to go there on this Monday, but I will say if I'm a Clemson fan, I do want change at the offensive coordinator position, or I at least want an explanation as to why you're seeing the same offense every week, Diesel.
Well, Dabo at least needs to feel like his job could be at risk. He's so entrenched. He is so comfortable. His seat is so ice cold. Yeah. He knows they're not going to make a move on him, so doesn't have to change.
A friend of mine told me that 2 hours ago. A friend of mine that's a Clemson fan. He said Cole Dabo's done so much and I get it. He's done so much. He's won 2 national a million ACC championships. But what people don't understand, Diesel, is this is a different sport than Dabo won those championships.
Do you want to win more championships, or do you want to be thinking back about what it was like when you used to win championships?
Yeah,
that's the question.
Man.
When we come back, Clemson, you're not alone. You're not the only one going to catch bullets on this show. There are other programs in the state of South Carolina and the Carolinas as a whole that were awful this weekend.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Go after them, too. You know, there wasn't just some suck here in the Carolinas this past weekend, Cole, because you can always expect when there are 10 FBS playing schools in 2 conjoined states that somebody is going to stink it up on any given Saturday. But what we saw this weekend, Cole, was unprecedented levels of suck in the Carolinas. I mean, it is down bad right now. You might think I'm specifically going to target the University of South Carolina in this segment.
Y'all need to be fired.
No, we are going to talk about South Carolina in this segment, Cole. But Clemson sucked.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina sucked. Mm-hmm. Coastal Carolina did what?
Sucked.
Hey, you're starting to get it. You know who else sucked? App State sucked. Duke sucked. Charlotte got the win, but they still sucked. It's bad. It's bad here to the point where those 10 FBS playing schools that we do the Carolina's top 10 went 4-6 this weekend.
Ooh.
And 2 of those victories were against other Carolina-based teams. I'm talking East Carolina blowing out Coastal Carolina 38-0 on their home field.
Why'd you have to remind me? Why'd you have to bring that up? Why'd you have to bring that up?
And let's see. NC State beat Wake on
Thursday.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
Charlotte got a win, so congratulations to them. Scored 42. They had to score 42 points to beat FCS Monmouth. Mm. Did you even know Monmouth? Did you know Monmouth had a football program? I didn't.
I think I might have heard of it one time, maybe.
Yeah. And the other win was North Carolina finally getting off the mat, blowing the doors off of FCS Richmond to a score of 41-6.
So what you're saying is we need to sound the alarm on the in-state programs.
Yeah.
I mean,
here's the thing. As much as I just railed on the FBS programs, the FCS programs are sucking it up too. Wofford lost.
Ofer.
Citadel lost. Charleston Southern lost. It's lucky for Presbyterian that they were off this weekend. They didn't play. Furman, the lone FCS win. Maybe not the lone, because I don't think I looked at every single FCS team.
Yeah, at least relevant.
But here in the state of South Carolina, Furman got the win, and they needed a 9-play, 80-yard drive with 4.5 minutes on the clock to win the game.
Ugh.
I mean, God, have you ever experienced a weekend?
It's been bad.
It's been this bad.
No, I think South Carolina fans, especially the ones that are friends of mine, Diesel, they're so funny. It's great because on Saturday, Clemson loses in the 12 noon time slot, so that game ends at like 3-something, right?
Yeah.
So all my friends who are Gamecock fans that I was talking with, it's like, all right, Clemson won, Clemson lost. We're gonna celebrate, but you only have like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 5 hours to celebrate because your team also sucked this weekend. So no, I hadn't seen it this bad. I think the worst part is, Diesel, there was so much preseason hype for both programs. Clemson, we know through three games has looked really bad, but then South Carolina, we talked about it last week. They've shown some good things. They've also shown some areas of weakness, and it just seemed like those areas of weakness all came together in such a bad way Saturday night because the Gamecocks were horrible on Saturday night.
Take away the special team scores against Virginia Tech and last week,
yeah.
And this South Carolina offense has looked awful as well. You had a great opening score against Virginia Tech. You had the nice opening score Saturday night against Vanderbilt. But outside of that, this South Carolina offense has been anemic.
We thought
Lenoris, I mean, we knew that he was going to need some help, but we thought this South Carolina offense would be pretty good.
So,
I mean, you're certainly not a Heisman candidate playing like that.
No, you're not. And I'll say this. Look, yes, he did get hurt, but here's where I am three games in for the Gamecocks, Diesel. I said this after the bowl game. You remember last year when you and I talked about it. I wanted to give Mike Shula the benefit of the doubt and see what this offense would look like a few games into the season. Well, now we're just that. We're a few games into the season, right? You talked about Virginia Tech last week. Against an inferior opponent, right? South Carolina State. And then this week, Vandy. I have now, Diesel, arrived. Through three games, I've arrived to the development and settlement, I guess, in my mind, that Mike Shula has been horrendous at South Carolina. And again, I wanted to give the guy a chance. I wanted to give the guy the benefit of the doubt because he has a very, very impressive resume, a fantastic plethora of quarterbacks to show, right? When you ask about showing your work, he's shown his work with other quarterbacks throughout his career. But Mike Shula has not elevated this South Carolina offense at all, Diesel. And it looks like Mike Shula is trying to fit Lenora Sellers into his mold instead of allowing Lenoris to be Lenoris. So here we are after three games. If I'm a Gamecock fan, I am officially hitting the panic button on Mike Shula.
If you're a Gamecock fan, and this is a hard question to answer, are you coming around on the thought that maybe Dowell Loggins was a better coordinator than you gave him credit for last year? I know that it's not about the coordinators and the coaches. It's about the Jimmys and the Joes, right? And Lenora Sellers was amazing at times last year. Probably hit a lot of Dow Loggins' deficiencies as well. And obviously through three games, Dow Loggins at App State, things haven't been going particularly well there either. So look, it's hard to say Dow's trying to figure it out as a head coach. Shula, he's doesn't really have an excuse in my mind. He's coming in with NFL experience. He's got the last name. I mean, he's forgotten more football than most of us will ever know.
Sure.
And he's still looked bad. The offense has still looked really bad in three games for South Carolina. It's a tough spot to be in, and I appreciate Zach, by the way. Zach got in and said that PC did play. You're right. I thought I looked it up earlier and saw that they had a bye this weekend. They did play. They played Erskine, and they whooped him. So a bright spot for football in the state of South Carolina. PC is putting boot to ass.
You know, the weird thing about it is that game Saturday night, look, Lenore Sellers going out obviously matters, but I tweeted out after the game. It did matter, but South Carolina just got whooped. And to see Vanderbilt, I was sitting there watching that game Saturday, Diesel, in my head thinking, boy, what a time to be alive. In 2025, where Vanderbilt is completely whooping South Carolina on both sides of the ball, on the line of scrimmage. Lenore Sellers was 6 of 7 before he went down with the concussion, right, with a targeting call. They couldn't run the ball. Fajon had a couple of nice runs. His longest was a 16-yarder. I thought he was okay, but they just completely looked lost offensively, defensively. Absolutely let Diego Pavia look like Diego Manziel, right? He was 18 of 25, 177 yards, 2 touchdowns. He did have one bad throw that was an interception, but a QBR of 76.9, which is pretty good, like really, really good for the college level.
But this offense scored 17 against Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
They scored, what, 24 against South Carolina State because you had 2 returns in that game. No matter what, this offense was not going to score 32 points to beat Vanderbilt and Diego Pavia.
The offense really scored 14 against Virginia Tech. One of those was, you know, let's give the field goal a little the field goal kicker a little credit there. Diesel, the offense has been bad.
Yeah,
and
you weren't going to score 32 points to beat Diego Pavia.
No.
And all things being equal, the defense was god awful in this game. Awful.
I just don't know where this South Carolina offense has gone wrong in terms of how they've become so bad, because through three games, like you always hear, we talked about it many times, you hear how you get better from week one to week two, you see your biggest improvements, yada, yada, yada. But really, this South Carolina offense hasn't seen improvements. There's no development. There's no improvements. There's nothing you see. I mean, Oscar Attaway touched the football one time on Saturday night. There's nothing that you've seen offensively through three games that gives you hope. So I think the biggest part about what we got wrong for the Gamecocks, Diesel, in the preseason was believing that South Carolina would be a better unit collectively, offensively. And boy, they're not. The efficiency has completely been thrown out the window. They're not anywhere close to what they were a season ago. And even a season ago, to your point, under Dow Loggins, they weren't great, but they weren't horrible. This year, let's call it like it is, they're pretty bad. Real quick, I want to throw this stat at you. Team stats-wise, you outgained Vandy in yards. Like, let's just all gather around and sit down and think about this for a second. Let's all cross our legs, sit in a circle, and think about it. You outgained Vandy 328 to 323, and you had 7 points to show for it. And I know you had Luke Doty in there for a lot of the game. I get that. But you had 7 points. You had 242 yards through the air, Diesel, compared to their 177. Offensively, the Gamecocks aren't efficient. They're not finishing drives. They don't have the game-breaking plays on the back end of the drives to make these touchdowns. That's pathetic.
And it begs a very serious question. And JB brought it up, other Tolos, T-Swizzle, even Dewey said something about this earlier.
Even Dewey.
What's going on in your football program and your development when Lenore Sellers goes down and your second best option at quarterback is a guy listed on your depth chart as a wide receiver, which means he's been taking all of his preseason snaps, doing all of his preseason work as a receiver?
Well, I don't think he has. I think Doty was getting quarterback snaps
okay
preseason. But I didn't mean to interrupt you there. I'm just saying he's been taking preseason snaps as quarterback. And I don't know if you remember, Diesel, you and I and Jack Veltri had this conversation a couple, maybe a month or so ago. And I like was very adamant that Luke Doty's not your number two quarterback. Mm. He's not. Like, there's no question. That guy's not your number two quarterback. I don't know what the answer is, why he was in the game. Veltri, who we'll talk to tomorrow, asked Beamer about it post-game, and Beamer didn't want to go into it, but that's concerning.
Yeah. Where's Aaron Noland? Where's Cutter Woods?
Yeah.
Wouldn't now, at home, in a big-time environment, wouldn't that be a great time to get some reps for those two guys? Now, I don't know if they had any plans whatsoever in trying to redshirt those guys, and they were trying to save games played as much as they possibly could. But you got to get wins now. You got to get wins now when the wins are gettable. Because later on in the season, you better hope Lenora Sellers is in these games. And that's the hard part of having a guy like him who creates with his legs. I know they want to protect him as much as they can this season, but it's part of the way he plays. It's a high-risk method of playing the quarterback position. But come on, if you're not playing your quarterbacks at quarterback, what are you doing?
So, Diesel, here's where we are now with the Gamecocks. You mentioned you got to get wins now, right, in these first five.
Mm-hmm.
If South Carolina, through three games, had looked better, Gamecock fans out there would still have confidence and still have some faith that in that tough five-game stretch that's coming up in a few weeks, they could get a couple of those. They had the confidence. They had the faith. However, here's where we are now. They don't have the confidence. They don't have the faith. They see that this team was horrible on Saturday. So now you're sitting at 2-1 with no offense, no offensive identity, Diesel, and you see this stretch coming up against LSU, A&M, Oklahoma. I mean, it's a five-game brutal stretch there. And you're all of a sudden thinking, oh boy, this could be a 3-7 type season if things don't go way better real quick. I think Gamecock fans should be hitting the panic button today.
Yeah, this is it's a scary place to be. You know, as evidenced by the AP poll, both Clemson and South Carolina fell out. I never would have thought preseason, ooh, as we did that, which one of these top 10 teams is going to be the one to fall out of the top 25 at some point this year, because it always happens. Never in a million years would have guessed that it was Clemson. And the S&P rankings still have Clemson as a better team than where they even are in the AP voting. But South Carolina fell a long way.
Tyler,
they fell from 10 to effectively 28.
I'm
11 to 28.
They did. Tyler says South Carolina showed immaturity for sure, but when your QB is who is, or when your QB who is, say, your best player by far gets taken out for targeting, at least we can say we'll be better when we get him back. And sure, that's true, but there's still so many more problems. Texter says, this comes from John
R. You're running, what, a sixth-year guy out there? Luke Doty's been in that program for a long time. He should be better than that. He should be better than that. You should be able to move.
No, he should be.
I mean, you should be able to move the ball.
You're right.
And get points out of those drives, and they didn't.
Also, John R. says, Gamecock panic button has been pressed hard and often. Kevin says, Theo Vaughn won a date with Pavia's mom. That was the one funny moment of the broadcast, because the rest of it was kind of hard to watch. Texter says, I'm calling it like I see it as a Gamecock fan. I see a 6-6 season and a Belk Bowl appearance coming up for the Gamecocks. At best, let's see what Crazy Ralph has to say at 844-326-3663. What's up, Crazy Ralph?
Yeah, what's going on, fellas? Yeah, Diesel, been a long time. I've been hesitant to call in. I wanted to give that Horses Behind Bema a chance to show that last year wasn't a fluke, but I've been telling you guys, haven't I? I've been telling you for four friggin' years, this guy's a joke, he's a fraud. Last year was an aberration. I'm telling you right now, this friggin' moron, he can't hire any coaches. He might be the master of the living room. He had to sell these parents to get these kids to the school. But when he said he was putting Mike Shula in that position of OC, I told everybody in the world, I said, this is a mistake. He's going to ruin the best quarterback prospect we've had in God knows how long. I'm telling you right now, Mike Shula couldn't coach the South Carolina School for the Deaf and the Blind. That's where he ought to be going to school right now, because he's never accomplished anything as a coach. He had Cam Newton, and he had million-dollar offensive linemen protecting him. That's the only way that guy got to the Super Bowl. He's going to ruin us. Bama's going to ruin us. And I'm telling you, I've been saying it. Diesel knows I've been saying it, man.
Well, if you want us to know, Crazy Ralph, if you want us to know that you've been saying it, how about call in a little more, brother?
Well, I needed a break. I felt like the world needed a break for a little while. It's been a tough year.
We want to hear more of you,
baby.
Crazy Ralph, how much have you donated to Virginia Tech's coaching search now that Shane Beamer has been named as a possible target for the Virginia Tech program in that opening?
No, he's not smart enough to go up there. He's going to continue to make me and those that I love weep after week. And, you know, this is just the way it is. He doesn't know any better. He's like a spoiled brat. I don't have a whole lot else to say, but I'll be calling back more often.
Please tell you that
because I don't see anything turning around anytime soon.
Thanks, Ralph. We've missed you. Call back soon. Yeah, Appreciate you, brother.
Daily Wire's next.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.